Unit 11. To ail is human.
病痛无常。
In hospital.
住院治疗。
New words.
Ail.
Maternity.
Lying in.
2. Listen to a nurse inquiring about a patient's eating habits. Fill in the blanks.
How do you do? I'm the nurse in charge of this ward. We hope you will feel at home here.
How do you do?I hope I won't bother you too much.
Not at all. If you need anything, just press this button.
What are the hours here for meals?
Patients usually get up at 7 a.m. Breakfast is at 8 o'clock. The ward rounds and treatment starts at 9 a.m. Lunch at noon. After that, you have a nap or rest. Visiting hours are from 3 to 7 p.m. Supper is at 6 p.m.Bedtime is from 9:30 to 10 p.m.
Will you show me where the sitting room, bathroom and telephone are?
Of course. Which kind of food do you prefer? Chinese or Western?
I prefer Western food.
How is your appetite?
Not so good.
Are you allergic to certain foods like prawns or shrimps?
I am allergic to seafood.
Do you like fruit?
Yes. Please give me some with each meal.
Okay.Please try to eat a little more. It will help you recover more quickly. How do you do? I'm the nurse in charge of this ward. We hope you will feel at home here.
How do you do? I hope I won't bother you too much.
Not at all. If you need anything, just press this button.
What are the hours here for meals?
Patients usually get up at 7 a.m.Breakfast is at 8 o'clock. The ward rounds and treatment starts at 9 a.m. Lunch at noon. After that, you have a nap or rest. Visiting hours are from 3 to 7 p.m. Supper is at 6 p.m. Bedtime is from 9:30 to 10 p.m.
Will you show me where the sitting room, bathroom and telephone are?
Of course. Which kind of food do you prefer?Chinese or Western?
I prefer Western food.
How is your appetite?
Not so good.
Are you allergic to certain foods like prawns or shrimps?
I am allergic to seafood.
Do you like fruit?
Yes. Please give me some with each meal.
Okay. Please try to eat a little more. It will help you recover more quickly.
New words.
Round.
Appetite.
Prawn.
Shrimp.3. Listen to a doctor talking to a patient. Decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Good morning, sir. How are you feeling today?
Fine, thanks. I feel all my trouble has gone. Can I leave the hospital within this week?
You've recovered well from the operation, so I don't think it's impractical for you to leave the hospital the day after tomorrow.
Do you think I can return to my original occupation very soon?
There's no hurry. You need to have a good rest for another week. Try to go outdoors more and get some exercise.
Should I have special nourishing food?
No, have regular meals first. Keep to a diet of vegetables and fruits. Keep off alcohol. If possible, give up smoking, at least for the time being.
Should I take any more medicine?
Yes, I'm going to give you some, and you've got to take them every day. Here's the prescription for you.
How should the tablets be taken?
Take one tablet of this medicine 3 times a day before meals. Take that one once 2 tablets.
I see. Thank you.
Remember to come to the outpatient department for a consultation 2 weeks later, please.
I'm at your disposal.
Good morning, sir. How are you feeling today?
Fine, thanks. I feel all my trouble has gone. Can I leave the hospital within this week?
You've recovered well from the operation, so I don't think it's impractical for you to leave the hospital the day after tomorrow.
Do you think I can return to my original occupation very soon?
There's no hurry. You need to have a good rest for another week. Try to go outdoors more and get some exercise.
Should I have special nourishing food?
No, have regular meals first. Keep to a diet of vegetables and fruits. Keep off alcohol. If possible, give up smoking, at least for the time being.
Should I take any more medicine?
Yes, I'm going to give you some, and you've got to take them every day. Here's the prescription for you.
How should the tablets be taken?
Take one tablet of this medicine 3 times a day before meals. Take that one, once 2 tablets.
I see. Thank you.
Remember to come to the outpatient department for a consultation 2 weeks later, please.
I'm at your disposal.
New words.
Nourishing.
Outpatient.
Disposal. 4. Read the passage. Answer the following questions.
The first injection. From the time I was 4 years old, I announced to anyone who asked, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a nurse." My parents tried to nurture this dream. They would surprise me with little nurses' kits. Contained in a small plastic case was all the equipment needed to be a nurse. A thermometer permanently marked to 98.6. A pill bottle filled with candy, which would be gone in 2 hours. A stethoscope that didn't work. And best of all, a syringe. I love that syringe. I would spend hours filling it up with water and injecting my little sister. I would inject the family dog and a very reluctant cat. No other single function represented nursing to me as well as giving injections. To me, giving shots was the epitome of what nurses do. You can imagine my excitement, therefore, when we reached the part of my nurse's training where we learned injections. I studied the techniques carefully and practiced on peaches. I practiced so much that the fruit at my house had little water blisters all over that looked like scrabies. I participated in the return demonstration with my fellow nursing students. I always claim that my partner's injection was painless so that she would make a similar claim when it was my turn. The following week, I began my emergency room rotation at Penrose Hospital in Colorado Springs. One day, a handsome, tanned construction worker was admitted with a large laceration on his right arm. About 6 feet 5 inches tall, 250 pounds, he had huge muscles and a grin to match. "I just sliced this a little with some sheet metal, ma'am," he reported. He lay on the exam table while the doctor sutured him with a dozen stitches. He listened attentively while the doctor gave instructions for wound care. And then the magical moment occurred. The doctor turned to me and said, "Nurse Bartling, would you please give this gentleman a tetanus shot? My big chance, a real injection on a real patient." I practically floated on air as I scrambled to the refrigerator and took out the tetanus vaccine. I carefully drew up the prescribed amount and returned to the patient. I meticulously swabbed the site with an alcohol wipe and then expertly darted that needle deep into the deltoid muscle. I aspirated as taught and slowly injected the vaccine. With a grin, the construction worker said, "Thank you, ma'am," and stood up. I winked at him, and he winked at me. He stood there for a minute and promptly crumpled to the floor, unconscious. "My God, I killed him! My first injection, and I killed the patient!" My impulse was to run out the door as far into the mountains as possible. "Forget about being a nurse. Forget about injections. I'll live off the land. No one will ever find me." Everyone else came running and slowly helped the patient to his feet. He could see that I was quite shaken. The worker reassured me with a smile and said, "Don't worry, I'm fine. You know the big ones always faint." He saved me by saying that. Now I'm the most skillful one to inject in Penrose Hospital, head of all the nurses there.
New words.
Kit.
Stethoscope.
Syringe.
Epitome.
Blister.
Scabies.
Rotation.
Laceration.
Suture.
Stitch.
Tetanus.
Scramble.
Vaccine.
Meticulously.
Swab.
Dart.
Deltoid.
Aspirate.
Crumple.
New words.
Tranquil.
Refrain. Doctors and patients.
医患关系.
New words.
Symptom.
Syrup.
Antacid.
Sore.
Swollen. 2. Listen to the short story about the patient and his doctor. Decide whether the following statements are true or false.
A farmer who lived in a small village suffered from a severe pain in the chest. This never seemed to get any better. The farmer eventually decided that he would consult a doctor in the nearest town. But as he was a miserly person, he thought he would find out what he would have to pay this doctor. He was told that a patient had to pay £3 for the first visit and £1 for the second visit. The farmer thought about this for a long time, and then he decided to go and consult the doctor in the town. As he came into the doctor's consulting room, he said casually, "Good morning, doctor. Here I am again." The doctor was a little surprised. He asked the farmer a few questions, examined his chest, and then took the pound which the farmer insisted on giving him. Then the doctor said with a smile, "Well, sir, there's nothing new. Please continue to take the same medicine I gave you the first time you came to see me." A farmer who lived in a small village suffered from a severe pain in the chest. This never seemed to get any better. The farmer eventually decided that he would consult a doctor in the nearest town. But as he was a miserly person, he thought he would find out what he would have to pay this doctor. He was told that a patient had to pay £3 for the first visit and £1 for the second visit. The farmer thought about this for a long time, and then he decided to go and consult the doctor in the town. As he came into the doctor's consulting room, he said casually, "Good morning, doctor. Here I am again." The doctor was a little surprised. He asked the farmer a few questions, examined his chest, and then took the pound which the farmer insisted on giving him. Then the doctor said with a smile, "Well, sir, there's nothing new. Please continue to take the same medicine I gave you the first time you came to see me."
New words.
Chest.
Miserly.
Casually. 3. Listen to the doctor giving a diagnosis of the patient's disease. Fill in the blanks.
I'm 40 and married with 2 children. My trouble is that I haven't got enough to do. The kids are at school all day and the house is empty, so I eat chocolates mostly. I've put on a lot of weight, but I can't give them up. I try as hard as I can, but I just can't stop eating.
I think Mrs. Allen would be happier if she found a job or if she got out of the house more and made some interesting friends. If she did that, I think her weight problem would be solved. I'm 19. My trouble is my spotty skin. I've used all the creams on the market, but none of them do me any good. And now I've met a marvelous girl, but I'm afraid to ask her to go out with me. Most teenagers suffer from this, of course, at some time or other, and it makes them very shy and self-conscious. What will other people think of me if they see me like this, they wonder. And it's a pity, because if they didn't worry so much, the skin trouble would soon disappear. Tom should learn a relaxation technique, yoga, for example. Then I think he'd solve the problem very quickly.
I'm 40 and married with 2 children. My trouble is that I haven't got enough to do. The kids are at school all day and the house is empty, so I eat chocolates mostly. I've put on a lot of weight, but I can't give them up. I try as hard as I can, but I just can't stop eating.
I think Mrs. Allen would be happier if she found a job, or if she got out of the house more and made some interesting friends. If she did that, I think her weight problem would be solved. I'm 19. My trouble is my spotty skin. I've used all the creams on the market, but none of them do me any good. And now I've met a marvelous girl, but I'm afraid to ask her to go out with me. Most teenagers suffer from this, of course, at some time or other, and it makes them very shy and self-conscious. What will other people think of me if they see me like this, they wonder? And it's a pity, because if they didn't worry so much, the skin trouble would soon disappear. Tom should learn a relaxation technique, yoga, for example. Then I think he'd solve the problem very quickly.
New words.
Diagnosis.
Spotty.
Marvelous.
4. Read the passage, then complete the conversation between Dr. Clark Bolton and one of his colleagues.
A doctor and his patient. My name is Clark Bolton. I first met Charles with his mother in 1994 when I was working as a trainee doctor in Worcestershire at the time. Charles was an extremely anxious guy whose mother did most of his talking for him. At the time, he was taking and dependent on various prescription medication. He was aware of his dependence but unable to do anything about it because of his acute anxiety, which made him agoraphobic and experienced multiple full-blown panic attacks every day. Over several months and numerous consultations, we managed to reduce Charles' medication. Charles' main objective at this point was to be medication-free, even if the anxiety remained. The Charles I knew in the early years could not leave the house. He could not have held down a regular job because he couldn't guarantee that he would be able to attend. I was called to his mother's house on one occasion whilst he was having a panic attack. I have never felt so sad. A grown, intelligent man, absolutely helpless, so dependent, looking so unwell. It's now 10 years later, and the man I see before me is a different person completely, and it's only when looking back at how he used to be that I realize how far he has come. Charles is now a family man, a wonderful husband and fabulous father to a happy, well-adjusted 2-year-old child. What I find incredible is how much more positive he is now from the shadow of a man that I first met. Back then, he wasn't able to help himself, but now he helps thousands of people from around the world become anxiety-free again. I would like to think that I have been instrumental in his recovery, but I have merely been supportive. Charles has worked extremely hard and has succeeded to pull himself back from what seemed like a hopeless situation, and now he shows others how to do the same. Life for Charles has changed so dramatically, something which I am sure he would not have believed possible 10 years ago. Charles' method is simple to follow and offers no-nonsense advice. It doesn't baffle you with science or long-winded exercises. This really works. Charles and all his friends are testaments to its success. I hope it can return more anxiety sufferers to a normal, anxiety-free life.
New words.
Trainee.
Dependent.
Medication.
Acute.
Agoraphobic.
Multiple.
Full-blown.
Well-adjusted.
Instrumental.
Baffle.
Long-winded.
Testament.
proper noun.
Worcestershire.
New word.
Groundless.